Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy early today, then increasing sun. High near 46, breezy winds. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 30 degrees. On Saturday, lots of clouds, areas of rain in the afternoon. High near 39. Saturday, cloudy, areas of rain, then some snow, low near 27. Chance of snow and sleet on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A 54-year-old Kansas woman was killed in a crash on U.S. Highway 166 in Chautauqua County. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that a teenager was driving east on the highway when she crossed into the westbound lanes and struck a Dodge Charger driven by a 38-year-old Illinois man. The Charger then struck a Kia Soul driven by Pamela Long, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. There were two children in the vehicle with Long, but the KHP will not release information about injuries due to their age and the KHP's privacy policy. The driver of the Charger was taken to Sedan Hospital with potentially serious injuries, and the teen was taken to the hospital but was not injured in the crash. Some Chase County residents have been urged to conserve water, and schools will remain closed through the weekend. And now there is a request to the customers of Chase County Rural Water, City of Cottonwood Falls, and Strong City to conserve the water. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
It's truck season, and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
One person is dead after a crash between a car and a train in Barber County around 12 p.m. The Kansas Highway Patrol has said that this happened on Kansas Highway 2 at mile marker 4. Westbound K2 to Anthony is closed, and east of U.S. 281 was closed while the scene was active.
He's going to be strong and focusing on really what are the priorities for our country. And, you know, we talk about those. We talk about our ever-growing debt that's over $33.5 trillion, and we've got to focus on federal spending to get that under control.
That is Congressman Ron Essex of the 4th District of Kansas, which includes Wichita and Sedgwick County, talking about why he voted for the brand new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Due to heavy rains in Wichita, crews have begun search parties to help find people on river islands, which have been used as many homeless encampments down the Arkansas River. The Wichita Fire Department says that the flow and the speed of the water had become very dangerous and that they did not find any areas that needed evacuations down the river. And luckily, no one from the rescue crews were injured. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The United States House of Representatives finally has a Speaker of the House and Republican from Louisiana, Mike Johnson. And each representative from Nebraska, Don Bacon, Mike Flood, and Adrian Smith, voted for him. All three previously showed their support for Majority Whip Tom Emmer and previously stood firmly with Republican from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
To those who are selling these products, they need to stop. This is putting Nebraskans at risk. It's putting Nebraska children, most importantly, at risk.
That is Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers talking about stores that are selling deceptive THC-containing products called Delta 8. Across the state, there have been 10 lawsuits filed against 10 different shops. Attorney General Hilgers also said that this is a game of Russian roulette that Nebraskans are losing. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Monday is the final day to request mail-in ballots for the November 7th general election. People may call their respective county clerk's office or request online at ksvotes.org. Voters can also cast ballots in person at their county clerk's offices now through Monday, November 6th at noon. A car seat check is planned Saturday at the Marshall County Health Department, currently at 1500 Center Street from 10 until noon. And the department will also participate in the annual National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day from 10 to 2 on Saturday, which provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of unused or outdated prescription drugs. The car seat check and prescription drug take-back drop-off at the Marshall County Health Department Saturday. Frankfort Haunted Hayrack Walking Trail and Fall Fest, which was planned this weekend, has been rescheduled a week later to November 4th due to the cold weather forecast. The Valley Heights Schools Community Fall Fest activities Saturday will be moved inside the Blue Rapids Gym with booths, games, and concessions at 6 and the costume contest at 7:30. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board will hold a special meeting Monday evening at 5 for consultation with an attorney. They'll be meeting in executive session. The meeting will not be live streamed, not necessarily related, but the district is being challenged by three adjacent schools regarding district boundaries. A state mediator is involved. Prairie Hills enrollment is down 143 students from last year, with 926 total enrollment. The largest number are a result of closing the Wetmore School. Sabetha remains the largest in the district, down 31 students, including 18 elementary year over year. Axtell schools in USD 113 report an increase of 12 students. The candidate forum is planned Monday evening in Blue Rapids at the Community Center, with city council candidates beginning first at 6:30 and the mayor at 7:30. Filed candidates include Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and incumbent Doug Weitzel running for two open seats on the council, and mayoral candidates filed include incumbent Jerry Zias as well as Clayton Reed and David Sain. A meeting in Seneca is set Monday evening to outline plans for a public fitness court proposed east of the Aquatic Center parking lot, funded in part through a $50,000 grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield, which will be matched by the City of Seneca. The entire project, which is to include a total fitness workout for all ages with stationary equipment for exercise, remains some $100,000 short of a total $210,000. The Parks and Rec Director will host the come-and-go meeting Monday, 5:30 till 6:30 at Seneca City Hall to share details and hear concerns, as well as identifying potential local financial partners. Marysville City Council Monday evening considered applicants for the interim city administrator position, with plans to Zoom interview three of the five applicants that have submitted resumes. They include Jeff Peterson, who is city administrator at Flandreau, South Dakota, Kendall Francis was city administrator at Hutchinson, Kansas, and John Herenstein, a municipal consultant. 4.5 years in prison for a Wymore man was the sentence in Gage County District Court in three criminal cases against 27-year-old Skylar Hutchinson, who's charged in theft convictions involving a cell phone, car, and pickup stolen in Lincoln. Related charges were dismissed earlier with another open case in Lancaster County and previous probation cases in Gage County. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, tater tots, California blend, and applesauce. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, beets, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There's a new Tractor Supply in the neighborhood, and you're invited to help celebrate the grand opening sale. Tractor Supply carries all the things you need to make caring for your home, land, and animals easy, like pet food, grills, mowers, and tools, plus backyard decor and outdoor furniture. Stop in for deals and stay to chat with the experts. Save during the grand opening sale and get a free Tractor Supply hat while supplies last. Now through October 28th, we look forward to seeing you at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly cloudy early today, then increasing sun. High near 46, breezy winds. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 30 degrees. On Saturday, lots of clouds, areas of rain in the afternoon. High near 39. Saturday, cloudy, areas of rain, then some snow, low near 27. Chance of seeing some snow and sleet on Sunday. Mainly cloudy, high of 37. Sunday night, gradual clearing will cool to a low near 18. High of 43 on Monday. Lots of sunshine. Monday night, clear, low near 22. Sunny on Tuesday, high of 38. Tuesday night, mainly clear, low near 18. High of 50 on Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Wednesday night, clear, low near 28. High near 58 on Thursday, mainly sunny. Thursday night, mainly clear. Low near 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature, late October 64, record high on this date 89, the average low 39, and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:49, sunset this evening at 6:33. North wind came in on cue overnight, and our morning temperature 38 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Josh Allen gets the Bills back to winning. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Week 8 of the NFL opened in Buffalo. Bills hosting the Buccaneers. Despite re-aggravating a throwing shoulder injury, Josh Allen was money. He ran for the Bills' first touchdown of the night and threw for two more later.
Murray in the backfield. Allen in the shotgun, going to roll out to his right. Looking for somebody. Throws it back across the middle. And Kincaid waltzes into the end zone.
The call on WGR. That touchdown, the first of Dalton Kincaid's career. The Bills fend off the Bucs 24-18. After the game, Allen provided an update on his injured right shoulder.
Took a little fall on it and just felt a little funky about it, but, you know, just trying to keep it warm and keep it loose. I'll be sore for a couple days, but we'll be fine.
The Bills improved to 5-3 on the campaign, while the Bucs dropped their third straight to fall to 3-4. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, Damian Lillard made his Bucks debut last night in Milwaukee against the James Harden-less Sixers, knotted at 102 midway through the fourth quarter. That's Dame time.
Lillard, step back three, on the way, got it! Damian Lillard, welcome to the Cream City!
As heard on WTMJ, Lillard had 14 of his 39 points in the final frame. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 23 and 13 boards. The Bucks squeaked past the Sixers 118-117. On the left coast, Lakers hosting the Suns. Down 12 in the fourth, LeBron James went to work and got the Lakers back up.
LeBron driving down the middle to the rim. And in! LeBron's taking over the game!
The call on 710 ESPN LA that made it 95-91 Lakers with 41 seconds left. King James finished with 21 points. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 30, offsetting Kevin Durant's 39. Lakers over the Suns 100-95. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Week 9 high school football scores from Thursday. In our broadcast feature, Hanover tripped Lakeside 54-8. Game called with 2:02 remaining in the third quarter on a 3-yard fumble recovery. And it resulted in a Hanover touchdown. Hanover moves on to face Lebo. Lebo beat Norwich 52-6. Frankfurt shuts out St. John's Tipton 60-0. Frankfurt will meet the winner of Canton Galva and Colony Crest scheduled this evening. Axtell shut out Wakefield 58-0. Undefeated Axtell will host Hutchinson Central Christian in the next round. Central Christian beat St. Paul 48-24. Valley Heights advances over Remington 58-14. Centralia posts a win over Oskaloosa 50-14. Lynn took Pike Valley 92-48, and Washington County beat Stockton 50-18. Friday night kickoff, Marysville at Heston. We'll have the game at 7 live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for again another episode of the Larry Steckline Report.
Well, according to USDA, friends, there's nothing suggesting that cattle numbers are increasing or heifers or cows kept back for more breeding. It looks like there's some things out there that are saying to farmers, hold the phone, don't jump in there real fast like we have in the past, because there's some issues that might make it tough to make a buck, even at the higher prices. What are they talking about? Inflationary pressures, high interest rates, and it'll likely be later rather than sooner that interest rates come down now as they talk back in Washington. Also, if you're looking to expand in the beef industry, it's going to take a large dollar amount, a lot of risk, and the process of rebuilding takes time. It looks like definitely it's being pushed until next year. In any event, yours truly has kind of a dilemma. What do? I buy yearlings, 400 or 500 pounders in the spring, pasture them on my pasture ground, and sell them in the fall. Those of you who watch our programs very closely know that's what we do. Are we going to pay these high prices next spring? I got to tell you, I'm wondering what to do for sure. Even if the prices stayed the same, I'm a little bit worried about, will they make any money? Especially if you count interest rates, and whether you pay for it or whether you don't, you gotta count it, friends. And so consequently, we'll be scratching our heads all winter to figure out that one, and so will a lot of other people, I'll guarantee you.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
There will be a land auction Friday, October 27th, with 450-plus acres in three tracts in Marshall County, selling for the D. Harry's Trust. Tract 1 is 157 acres, more or less, in Franklin Township. 136 acres cropland, including 16 CRP, a mile east of the elevator and a half mile south of U.S. 36 on 17th Road. Tract 2 is 160 acres, 127 planted, 8 CRP and the balance in waterways and remnants of a farmstead on 17th Road, 2 miles south of U.S. 36. Tract 3 is 136 acres, more or less, 97 planted with 13 CRP, some creek bottom along Corn Dodger Creek, located 6 miles west of Frankfort to 15th Road, then south 2 miles to Yonder Road. These land is located in a good farming community and should merit serious consideration of anyone wanting an individual unit or add-on acres. For inspections or details, contact Rob Olmsted, Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Rob Olmsted and Tom Olmsted will be the auctioneers. Sale date Friday, October 27th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center.
The right coaxing can give you fragrant springtime blooms in the middle of winter. We will tell you how to fool Mother Nature on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 27th, the 300th day of the year. 26th President Teddy Roosevelt was born on this day, and in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years. Now's the time for planting spring blooming bulbs. But if you'd rather not wait for spring, you can coax some blooms indoors during the winter months. Here's a method that works well for Dutch hyacinth. Put three or four bulbs in a bowl with good potting soil, keeping the tops exposed. Store in a cool, dark place for 8 to 12 weeks while keeping the soil moistened. Once the flower spikes reach 2 to 3 inches, bring them into the light in a cool room. Turn frequently for even growth, and you'll be enjoying fragrant hyacinths in your home, maybe even for Christmas. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Klein Cattle Company will hold their 2023 fall bull sale Saturday, October 28th at the farm located 1879 Bobcat Lane, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m. Selling will be 22 Angus, Red Angus, Simmental, and Horned Hereford 20-month-old bulls. Athletic, sound structured, with featured genetics, these high-quality bulls will be an addition to your herd. Visit KleinCattleCompany.com for a full sale catalog. A high-quality sale of ready-to-turn-out 20-month-old bulls with several heifer bulls available at the Klein Cattle Company Fall Bull Sale, Saturday, October 28th, located at the Klein Cattle Company Farm, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m.
There will be an estate auction with tractors, truck, trailers, car, 4x4, and tools for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, October 28th, 10 a.m. at 995 5th Road, Bremen. Tools include a 220-volt upright compressor, oxyacetylene tank with cart, ACDC HD welder, a number of other tools and miscellaneous. Collectibles include 20 cast iron implement seats. Tractor, truck, car, trailers, 4x4, and machinery sell after 1 o'clock and include a 67 John Deere 4020 diesel, 76 C90 diesel truck, 20-foot aluminum bed trailer, 1946 Plymouth Coupe Special Edition, 60,000 miles, 2009 Titan enclosed trailer, 2012 Yamaha Camo 4x4 with snowplow, hydraulic blade, bush hog, bale mover, propane tanks, and miscellaneous. This estate auction for Frank Feldhausen, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 995 5th Road, Bremen. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton had surgery in Los Angeles to repair a fractured wrist after the game against the Chargers. Head coach Andy Reid said that things are going to be positive moving forward, and I have to check and see to see if he can make a return during the regular season. In his place, the Chiefs signed former Chargers linebacker Drew Tranquil in free agency this offseason. Head coach Andy Reid also said that Justin Ross practiced one day after the 23-year-old was arrested with misdemeanor domestic battery and criminal damage and was released posting a $2,500 bond. Ross is due back in court on the 4th of December. While just being a bit player for the Kansas City Chiefs, being active in the first 7 games, but has just 3 catches for 34 yards this season. Another Chiefs receiver, Justin Watson, has returned to practice after he hurt his elbow in the Chiefs win over the Broncos in Week 6. He has 10 catches for 219 yards this year.
Week 9 high school football scores from Thursday. In our broadcast feature, Hanover tripped Lakeside 54-8. Game called with 2:02 remaining in the third quarter on a 3-yard fumble recovery. And that resulted in a Hanover touchdown. Hanover moves on to face Lebo. Lebo beat Norwich 52-6. Frankfurt shuts out St. John's Tipton 60-0. Frankfurt will meet the winner of Canton Galva and Colony Crest scheduled this evening. Axtell shut out Wakefield 58-0. Undefeated Axtell will host Hutchinson Central Christian in the next round. Central Christian beat St. Paul 48-24. Valley Heights advances over Remington 58-14. Centralia posts a win over Oskaloosa 50-14. Lynn took Pike Valley 92-48, and Washington County beat Stockton 50-18. Friday night kickoff, Marysville at Heston. We'll have the game at 7 live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover Lady Wildcat volleyball team is the number 4 seed in 1A Division 2 and will face the number 5 seed Wheatland Grinnell Friday at 10 a.m. They'll face 8th seed Buckland Friday at noon and top seed Lebo Friday at 3 from Emporia's White Auditorium. Valley Heights, the number 7 seed in 2A, facing 2nd seed Inman Friday at 4:30, 3rd seed Hoxie at 5:30, and number 6 seed St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 7:30 from Dodge City. Again, Hanover, Valley Heights volleyball matches all live on FM 95.5. State cross country meet is Saturday in Lawrence. Marysville boys team won the Sabetha Regional last week with 5 in the top 25, led by Silas Miller, who finished runner-up. Brenner Pilsel placed 11th, Mason Rader 12th. Axtell boys team was runner-up at Regional. They run at state in Wamego Saturday, led by Grady Bussing, runner-up in Regionals. Gavin Shaughnessy finished 6th.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and 2 chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
7:31 from KNDY 38. Quite a contrast to the week behind us. Cold front moved in overnight, and that will usher in colder temperatures. Perhaps a mix of precipitation could include some snow showers this weekend. Highs near 50 today, middle 40s on a high Saturday, middle 30s on a high for Sunday.
You know, sitting here, one of the things that you can do when you're trying to communicate with the spirits is you ask them for a sign. And if you think about it and you're quiet and you focus and you ask them to give you a sign, sometimes you might hear a random knock or something might move or something might get knocked over. Maybe we should try that.
Marysville is a great place to live and have a family. However, there is a lot that goes on in this small town. Tonight, we're going to be looking into the creaks and bumps in the night. Some might say unexplainable. These are the paranormal stories of Marysville, Kansas.
To see all of our ghost stories, go to the Visit Marysville YouTube and Facebook page.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support area 4-H members and leaders. 4-H teaches our young people to be dependable and responsible citizens, as well as skills that will help them in the future. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. FNIC Group salutes the local 4-H clubs and leaders for their dedication to the 4-H ideals. Thank you for the education you give to the youth. The community appreciates the hard work put forth in making the future generation successful. From FNIC Group in Beatrice, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
KNDY.
Say, would
just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, as long as we're going somewhere together. I've got a quarter. Heads Carolina, tails California. We can load what we own in the back of a U-Haul van. Couple modern day Moses searching for take